Log Talk Radio.
Test 1 2 2 2 2 2 2 test.
I'll be
Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay here. Oh. Damn, my bad. 347-826-7667. I can't hear myself. So I need a heads up from the chat room. If anyone can hear me, please raise your hand. Wow. Sorry, I'm a little beklempt right now. Having some switchboard issues and technical issues here. Let me get this straightened out here, and I'll be right back.
Hello.
you're tuned to Vince in the Bay on Disorderly Conduct. Again, I can't hear myself. I have no monitoring action. I just got this new M-Audio thing, and I'm trying to figure it out, and I cannot monitor my own voice. This is very disturbing. This better not be the way this is. I must be missing something. But, well, I know what I'm missing. Moxie. Hey, Moxie. Moxie?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. What's poppin'?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I only have, I've got actually just sound in one ear because I am waiting for a quickie at the door. If you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Wow, happy birthday.
Oh, I hope it's good.
Good for you. Been long enough.
I know. I didn't get my, well, I just did get my birthday wish. You see the guest typing in the chat, right?
How did you do that? Did you call an escort service or Craigslist?
No, it's just one of my regulars.
Your regulars? What does that mean?
I've just been turning them down, that's all. Because I'm in love with somebody else.
Okay. I don't know what your version of regular and normal people's version of regular might be different things. Obviously, regular for you is once every couple of years, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. I was just over at the Debbie Daly show.
Okay.
Listening. No chat room. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Pote called in, and they were going at it.
Really?
Well, not in the sexual way. I mean, she was screaming at him.
That's too bad.
And your name was mentioned.
How was it mentioned?
It was sort of like, and what about Vince in the Bay?
Oh, you know, what about me?
I don't know. Question was not answered.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me here. It's Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm trying out my new little setup here. Does it sound any different?
I'm going to say it does, but it really doesn't.
What does that mean?
I'm going to be honest with you. No, it doesn't sound any different. Not to me, anyway.
Okay, fine. You don't matter, Moxie.
I know I don't. So.
Just testing. Testing the way I phrased the question on you. If anybody out there notices any significant difference between my overall audio quality tonight as opposed to last night, let me know what your feedback is. As I'm talking to you, though, I cannot monitor myself in my headphones. I don't know what the fuck I'm missing here. Hello? Hello? Like, I can hear you fine, Moxie.
Well, do you really need to hear yourself? Are you that in love with the sound of your own voice?
Well, I don't know if you've ever talked with headphones on before, but have you ever tried talking? Try talking with headphones on, but don't plug the headphones into anything and see how that feels.
I don't hear my own voice. I have an M-Audio
yes, you
mic.
Do.
No, I don't. Not at all. Zero. I can talk. Listen. Trust me.
How are you listening? How are you listening?
I have earbuds plugged into the mic. I do not hear my own voice.
You're just used to it now.
Mm-mm.
You're not
promise
used to it?
You. No. Well, I'll never get used to hearing my own voice. But I promise you, no, I don't hear my own voice.
No, but you need at least I need, when I'm wearing headphones and I'm talking into a microphone, I need some sort of feedback.
Okay,
uh-oh,
quickie's here. Quickie. All right, feedback.
There's the booty call. All right, have fun. All right, while she's doing that, let's take a call here. Let's go to the 936. You're on the air. 936.
Yes, Mr. Vince in the Bay. This is Todd Moores here from Blog Talk Radio and the Todd Moores Show. I see that Moxie has went off on her little quickie adventure here, so it seems like it's just going to be you and I for a little bit here, Vince.
Or not. Moving on. One Angry Jew. What's going on, bro?
Oh, my God. What's going on with this Blog Talk Radio tonight? All the creatures are coming out of the woodwork.
Are they?
Did you get a new headset?
I did not get a new headset. I got a new M Audio little thing. These M Audio, it's mobile pre. It's just a 2-input USB thing. I plugged my microphone into it. I just have a regular SM58 plugged into it right now. I can't find. I have a nice condenser somewhere, but I can't find it.
A Shure SM58?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. And you plug that into what?
The M Audio?
The M Audio is what? Just a hub?
Mobile pre. It's like a little. It's like a mini little mixer. It's 2-channel input device. It's made by Avid, the same people that make Pro Tools and the make the Avid video and film editing software. They produce this little thing. It's like I think it was like $130. Mobile pre comes with software with Pro Tools software. So I mean, it's very like the bare bones version of Pro Tools, though. It's not anything crazy, but it's great. It's compact, small, light. You know, my computer was dying, so I got a new computer, and I just connected it all right before I started the show. And
you got a new computer, a new Mac?
Yeah. Yeah, it was time. I couldn't take it anymore. I was going nuts.
Did you steal this Mac or did you pay for it?
Why do you ask?
Well, that must have cost you quite a bit.
Perhaps.
I sensed that there was another deal that went on with this computer.
Other than the
traditional role of walking into a Mac store and plopping money down on the table to buy it, I sensed that something else was afoot. My juice senses are quivering.
Not really. No,
well, not really, but you're not denying it either. I
pretty much just walked in and bought it.
Really?
I did. I was debating for a long time whether or not to get a laptop or a tower. I'm still going to get a tower, but I think I need a nice, good, solid, functioning laptop. First off, because I travel.
And by tower, did you mean an iMac or did you mean a Pro?
The Mac Pro, yeah. Because
yeah.
I do a lot of video editing, and it'd be nice to just. I do have an old tower. I have an old G3. It's like
a
piece of shit, but it's still it's great. It's great to. It's my jukebox. That's why I play my iTunes off of. But yeah, eventually I'll get something, get a tower or something with a lot of girth and something I can upgrade. Because I really hate these MacBook Pros because I know what's going to happen to it in 3 years. I'm gonna throw it in the trash bin just like I did with this old one.
You threw the old one in the trash?
No, actually, I'm using it as a paperweight.
Hmm. Yeah. Why don't you put a solid state drive in it?
I don't know what that means, but it sounds cool, and you should tell me more about it. But I have more calls right now, so we'll have to do that. We'll have to take that conversation online, if you will.
Yeah. What is the prefix for this 2-channel mixer that you're talking about?
The M Audio. You want the Mobile Pre is the one that I got.
The Mobile Pre. I'm on the Avid.com website.
Yeah.
Strange looking people on that website, by the way.
Oh, you haven't met the people that actually work there.
You have.
Digi Design is based in the Bay Area. They have offices in Cupertino and Daly City. So yeah, and I've met a lot of people and know a lot of people that have and still do work for them.
All right, because they look a little odd.
DigiDesign? DigiDesign is like the pretty much the industry leader in audio, digital audio workstations, DAWs, and also their Avid film and video editing suite is sort of like the industry standard in editing.
So I see this thing called a DJ. Is that what you're talking about?
I have no idea what that means. I got the M Audio Mobile Pre. Look it up. Google's your friend. Moving on. Let's see. 856, you're on the air. What's up?
Yo, it's Uncle Bobby.
Bobby, what's up, bro?
What's wrong, man? You mad at me or something?
No, why?
I don't know. I'm paranoid. I thought you were mad at me all night.
Why would I be mad at you?
I don't know why you would be mad at me. Like, I didn't do nothing wrong, but you haven't been on the show in a while. You usually used to either check it out or come see me or whatever, or fucking archives. And as soon as I went into Goofy Bones show today, like, you took off. And I just thought it was me.
All right. Rule number one, BTR, take nothing personal on here. If you take anything personal on this website, then you've got problems.
No, I just didn't want you mad at me. I didn't know because, you know, I mean, I didn't know, I haven't talked to you, so I just, you know, if there was something wrong, I wanted to clear it up, that's all. I just, you know, I'm a paranoid dude. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. I'm not mad at you. I've been really busy, and so I haven't been able to troll around BTR like I used to. But if I ever get the opportunity to, I will certainly check you out, Bob. I love your show. I love your co-host. In fact, that's the reason really why I listen to your show is Renee.
Yeah, and that's fine. Why do you think she's on?
Yeah.
I think she's on. Why do you think I call her Gold? She's a goddamn golden goose.
Totally. So what? So is that it? You just worried that I hate you?
Yes, that's pretty much
I don't
it.
Hate anybody on BTR. I don't know why anybody, like, I hope when, like, people like Debbie Daly and all these people, you know, kick me out of their chat room, like Gaga Lou and all these people that insult me and then kick me out of their room, I hope they're just having fun. I hope they're just doing it to be silly, and I hope they're not seriously, I really, really hope people don't get their feelings seriously hurt on here. It's not the intention, folks. I can't help it if you take personal offense to something. I really can't. But I can tell you one thing. There's nothing that I do on this program that is with any even hint of emotion. Okay?
I would never get offended on what you say. Like, you could say anything to me and it wouldn't offend me. It's what you wouldn't say that would offend me. You understand? Like, silence is my kryptonite.
Dude, I'm sorry, bro, but I record on BTR at night usually. Like, I'll do my show and I'll listen to other shows maybe a little bit after my show. And that's it. Anything else is gravy. So it's just, there were a couple of nights there where I pulled all nighters. I couldn't fall asleep and you came on and I just went to your show. It didn't. I'm sorry that you thought that I was going to be in there every day. I'm a night person and I do shit during the day, so I can't tune into your show every day.
No, it was the whole Goofy Bone thing. I guess you just happened to leave when I came on. I just thought that's what
again,
made me get
again,
paranoid.
you can't. You're filling in gaps that should not be filled in.
Yeah, I know. That's what Goofy said.
See, Goofy knows. He doesn't take it personal, because you don't know. Just because I pop in and pop out doesn't mean shit. It can mean that, oh, hey, Goofy's on. Oh, shit, I got a phone call. Oh, I got to go pick you up. All right, well, too bad for Goofy Bone. I got to go. All right, shit happens. You know, not everybody lives on BTR. I know it seemed like I did for a little while there, and I love BTR. I have a great time here, and whenever I have a boring minute, you know, it's one of the first things I think to do to fill it, so... You know, I just got shit going on, man. I'm fucking busy right now.
All right, that's cool, man. I'll go back to listen. I just was paranoid. I had to make sure, you know, if anybody ever has a problem with me, they just, all they got to do is tell me. Not you know, that's it. That'd be fine. You know what I mean?
No. All right. Cool, man. Right. Well, thanks for calling in, bro. I'll catch you later.
All right, brother.
All right.
Peace.
Okay. Let's take a quick look at traffic here on the 8s with Ken Moore. Ken Moore, how's it looking out there?
It's looking the same as it did last night. I'm trying to figure out how you were able to get back up into the Bay Area. I'm still down here in Tijuana.
Learjet.
And with one angry Jew asking you about the Mac, you don't need to know what we did last night in Tijuana.
No, the one angry Jew is... He's really snobby, okay? He does. I think in his head that he doesn't. He's not trying to be nosy. It's just his nature. And, you know, that's how I know he's a Jew. He's like, he's trying to figure out how the fuck I paid for this computer. And like all Jews, they do is worry about money. That's the bottom line. And it's not a bad thing. I mean, look, you need money to survive, right?
Well, you don't need to know that we sold Bill Schultz down at Tijuana, and that's why Red Eye's not going to be live tonight.
Were we supposed to let that get out?
No. Oops, I slipped.
Oh, hey, Ken, I want to ask you something. Speaking of Red Eye, have you ever left a message on Greg's line?
No, I haven't. I've thought about it, but I haven't yet. Okay.
I feel like I've heard you on there, but it's probably just somebody that sent you.
Have you?
No, I have not.
So you're one of those that just enjoys it just like I do.
Yeah, yeah.
But
if I had something funny to say relevant to that show, I would totally say it. But I don't know. Maybe I'm like Bobby. I'm just paranoid. Maybe I'll just say something that really. You know what? I think it is actually stuff like that. I think the reason why I'd be afraid to call in and leave a message on there is I'd be afraid he didn't put it on the air, like. Fuck, I wasn't funny enough to put on the air, no? Because he probably gets like a buttload of them.
Yeah, but we know Bill Schultz, so it would probably hit the air.
Do you? You know Bill Schultz, really?
We were down in Tijuana with him last night.
Oh, yeah, Bill, right.
Yeah. He's on Red Eye. How... Man, that was some good stuff last night. You're already forgetting it.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's why we have the archives. Can relive it over again. That's the great thing about BTR. And a reason why I try to get in at least, like, I don't necessarily need to talk about current events and politics and that shit. But I like to, you know, at least every so often, maybe at the very least once a week, try to drop something in that encapsulates the, if that's a word, the times.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, like I got the Ted Williams thing in there, all that jazz. Which there, I guess, there's another development with Ted Williams now. I'm sorry the Jew had to scurry off, but apparently Ted Williams is going into rehab.
They're going to thaw him out and send him to rehab?
Now, this is interesting to me because I thought he said he'd been sober for 2 years. Why would he have to go into rehab?
I thought he'd been frozen for several years next to Walt.
No, I'm not talking about that, Ted Williams. I'm talking about the Golden Voice.
I'm so sorry.
See, now people are starting to see the harsh reality of this feel good story. Basically, they're seeing that, yeah, this guy's got a great voice. There's about 100,000 other people, at least, have just amazing voices out of work in radio, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you take them out of context, put them on a street corner, you know, it's going to look, hey, wow, look at this guy down on his luck, you know, and boom. What they need to do is find a honest to goodness out of work DJ and who is trying to find work and put him out there. And that's kind of what I thought, I expected at first. My like inner conspiracy theorist was saying, this is, I bet you the, I was thinking that the announcer guy and the dude who shot him, shot the footage, that I thought those guys were colluding. I thought maybe like they were friends. One was really an out alert work radio actor and was like hard up for work, and they concocted this idea to like have him pose as a homeless recovering drug addict who's trying to get back on his feet. Because how else are you gonna stand out in this radio landscape where everybody wants to be a talk radio host, but the jobs, legitimate terrestrial paying jobs, are dwindling and being edged out because of shit like this that we're on right now, BTR. And so it's cutthroat. So I thought that maybe those guys were just like, this is the way I can make myself stand out. But it turns out he really is a fucking drug addict, alcoholic, and a drug addict. And it sounds like he needs some help, and he's getting it. So I guess if there is some silver lining here, this newfound fame will allow him to hopefully get the rehabilitation that he's probably really needed the whole time. But who knows?
Well, hopefully it does, and you know, and hopefully he stops using what he's using and sees the light of the unicorn.
That's right. The unicorns will set us free, kids. Join me now. 347-826-7667 is Vince in the Bay right here on Blog Talk Radio. And the program is entitled Disorderly Conduct, and I will return shortly. attuned to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Bay back here with you. Disorderly Conduct, the program. 347-826-7667 is the number. I believe Moxie is probably done with Quickie by now. Let's see if that turned out. Moxie, what's going on?
It was really good. And I did put this in the chat. I gave the guy a tip. He was really hot, and he got the tip because he bothered to pet my pussy. So...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I agree with Uncle Bobby. Your sound is in and out.
I'm in and out. What do you mean? As in?
Not in the good way.
Oh, is it problematic right now?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay, all right. If it happens again in a lot.
Let's set a code word. Code word.
A safe word, you mean?
Or the safe word, okay.
Yeah.
I think it should be Old Rooter.
Oh, my God. Old Rooter's here.
I know. I haven't seen him in so long.
Wow. I know. He did a show earlier. I can't believe I missed it. I did. I caught part of it, Old Rooter. I didn't realize you were going to do a show. And so I missed most of it. I caught a little bit of it, but it was good to see you back on the air, Old Rooter. I hope you're going to keep doing that. So I can catch a full episode. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with Old Rooter, he's a legend here on Blog Talk Radio, and he's been so gracious as to join me here on the air a couple of times. Actually, right around the time I decided to get back into Blog Talk Radio, Old Rooter popped up. And this is pre-Jew, by the way.
Whoa. And, BCE.
He used to take over my show too. But it was one of the things where like you wanted somebody like Old Rooter to take over your show because he's hilarious and he's insightful. All right, so I got Ken back with me. Moxie just got laid, and apparently the gentleman ate her out as well. So she tipped him handsomely. Good for you, Moxie. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
You deserve it. Ken, you're back. Sorry, I'm having trouble with the switch.
Old Rooter.
Yeah, Old Rooter.
Yeah, that's right, folks. Only Old Rooter is us now. Welcome to the program, Old Rooter. What's on your mind, bro?
Oh, I heard you talking about somebody getting a cooter ate for their birthday.
Yeah, that was Moxie, my co-host.
Oh, hell yeah. I haven't had my cooter ate in a while. What's it feel like? Moxie?
Yeah. Oh, you were talking to me. Oh,
I didn't
know you had a cooter.
Well, I got one. I think I got one.
I assumed that you had a penis. My bad.
Well, you know how them people...
I think he has one of those, too.
Wow.
You know how people like they put rings and stuff in them nowadays?
Yes.
Wait,
Oh,
go ahead.
I have several of them in my penis, and when I go to the bathroom, it's like a sprinkler hose. It's awesome.
Old Rooter.
Yeah, Old Rooter.
It was a new cleaning gold showers. It's like truly golden showers.
I think we need a new safe word now because Rooter's on the line.
Oh. Well,
and Vince isn't catching on to it.
No.
Yeah, I miss that. Okay, so yeah, so new safe word. Let's work on that. Anyway,
Debbie?
Old Rooter, you had a program today. What brought that on? Are you gonna be doing shows again or what's up?
I'm trying to get the nerve up again. I gotta work two jobs nowadays, and tonight I come home and I said, okay, well, I'm going to go on here and see if I can find something to went on with somebody I know because I was bored. So I come on, and nobody that I know had a chat room open. You know, and I'm looking, and nothing there. And I looked at the clock, and it said 20 after 12. I said, fuck it.
I think you missed, there was a chat room open, but it was over on the Debbie Daly Network.
Oh, see, well, it wasn't in the Blog Talk thingy.
Debbie had a special episode today where she was basically airing some grievances she had against some people that were slandering her here on Blog Talk Radio, and she felt like not having a chat room would sort of force everybody to just listen to her or have to call in and not just like went out on the chat room or whatever. So, but she had her network up and running, which, Old Rooter, if I'm mistaken, you're a part of, right?
I don't know. I haven't officially done anything on there. But I like to check. But, yeah, when I'm looking for something on Blog Talk, I don't even look. That looking at the live shows, clicky stuff, is too much work. I just go and I look at the chat rooms and see who's on. And yeah, when I saw Vincent Abay on there, by God, I said, I'm going over there. Of course, I tried Granny Tranny once, but I didn't know anybody in there anymore either.
Oh, is Granny Tranny going on right now?
Yeah, he's on.
Those are good friends of ours. They're a little crew of 16-year-old girls here on Block Talk Radio.
Overweight 16-year-old girls.
Yeah, and they go by the name The Flawless Crew.
Ah, you know what's good about overweight girls?
Tell us.
They got some big old boobies.
Yeah, but I think they...
That's what I'm talking about.
You like boobies that hang down to the knees?
Oh, well, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you can tie them in a knot and twist them around like a propeller. You can get a motorboat without having to do any work.
Got to walk backwards on the hardwood floor so they can keep from stepping on them and getting splinters in them.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with some droopy boobies. If they're big and they're pointing straight out, you know something's in there.
That's right.
But if they're drooping, and they're drooping real good, you know she puts out.
Hmm. That's right.
So Moxie.
Yeah.
Moxie just got laid. She's probably not really even... That's probably like the last thing on her mind right now.
Oh.
What, tits?
Yeah.
No, I have little ones, and they stick straight out. They're pointing, you know, right where they're supposed to be.
Those are hot, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I used to feel... like, oh, wish I had big boobs, but, you know, today's my birthday, and I kind of feel like, hey, now that I'm 85, it's kind of cool that they're not going to droop.
85's a good year.
It is. I'm really happy to be 85.
Nothing wrong with 85. I'm going to be 86 this year, though.
Oh, so you're a little older than I am.
Yeah, you're young. I'd probably go to jail looking at your shit.
Yeah.
Hey, I hate to break up the party, but I got a caller. I got to take 541 on the air.
Hey, what's going on? This is Space Poet, you know, and I'm calling in. What's up, Vince? I'm calling in to wish Moxie a happy birthday, and I got a little rhyme that I can do.
Yeah, go
in which
it.
I incorporated all the... Well, this... I don't know if you guys know about the poetry shows on BTR, but I put you guys in this, too. And this is just a little BTR rap that includes all the poetry shows and some poets, and I got you two guys in here, too.
Awesome.
All right. Here we go. These hurricanes can't touch me. Rhyme all night smooth like Harama Sadaka. Don't got an Uncle Spoon, but I'm 420. Peaceful, Dalai Lama, Bodhisattva, erotic Remy, stoic, pen master, poet, space, in the speakeasy with Nala. Play your cards right, because I'm an ace. I'm number one fired like Elder Beatmaster, but you're out of place. Yeah, I'm in the lab, it's Spacey, baby. Say hi to Fab, St. Clinton, give me grace. I'll make your Irish jig sound tight, cause I got that urban voodoo. Make poet rappers fail, fall into abyss. I'm the lighter and the fire, acid gospel, psychedelic urban myth, guru, soloist, that can't exist. DJ Enhancer, Enhance Drake, Crimson Chaos, Forever Poetry Make, Lyrical Disciples, Trinity, Poetic Misi Tantra, Intrinsic Spiritual Sound Innate, Essa, Eternal Mantra, Riding with Random, Lyrical Movements, when you hear it, lyric, make you smile from my fire, fertile spirit music. So speak loud and be spoken, cause I got it wrapped up just like the chant, but I'll never be a toy, I'm a bad boy. My poetic works paradigm is one love, cause poetry is me, throw it in with the kitchen sink. I'm an educated poet, W-D-E-P, I love honey, reefer, Lady Blue and Vega, acronyms and paper, Miss Meek, Miss Ness, Azirasaur, Miss Daisies, Nicole, Mackie, Jocelyn, and Bessie Hughes' flavor. She's my opium dream, my Augusta, Georgia peach. Yeah, I make the ladies melt like Manny Scribe and get you high and make you weak. Encores like Q-Storm, Norn, Eric Moore, to make you think. Open up the church door. Michelle Forbes, do you want more? Because I'm tight from the bottom of my roots up to my midday verbal ink. And I gotta get a shout out to Gio, cause even the rocks cry out Mama O like Neo. I'll have you tripping off my Cali isms on the next level. Symphony, epiphany comes in waves and colors. What does it mean, Miss Mental? Ask the life poet. Philosophical Ty DCC. This is where the minds meet, so to speak. Speak it, geek it, forever classy like Jazzy. Yeah, I'm that urban geek. From Scott's. Great for the subway, from county to country. My boy is Jamie Bond, and the planet that I'm on, it's always top 10 like Janet Dawson is in. My optimism's locked in. Let the mind dissolve like the melancholy rain. There's a little bit of happiness, but it's mostly blood, sweat, and tears. The years written in pain. From lunar to solar to the poetic energy radio waves, down from the heavens, earth onto the clay, to the geisha sitting under the cherry blossoms in Japan, getting deep with Sean Bay, Moxie and Vince by the bay. From China to the poetess, poetry after dark, it's either or, forfeit, orbit, purple orchid, Brianna Rose and PBS. I even got goth chicks digging me like they dig Robbie Poet or more. You ask me what I mean, I mean, I always stay in tune with lyrical divas, Miss Spoon. Tell a story like Sailor and trance you like Constantine. Say what's up to Soleil and Ham the King. You can catch me in the cave, the D-spot or T-dot. Radiate my verbal heat. Radiate red light essence, cause I got a love of spoken word. My vibrations produce the ink. I'm poetically spoken on a magic carpet ride, indestructible space poet, and I'm higher than you think. Monday through Sunday, on any given one day, space poets are Friday holiday, a New Year's Eve that can't complain. Bumpy camp low, let's get rich, falling from the sky style, sweet like champagne. Yeah, space poet, I'm on that cosmic, unknowable, adorable. And P.S. said, if you want to know the future, then just ask the Oracle. And that is
oh
that piece.
Oh, my
they say.
God. That was fucking tight, dude.
Was that a cowpote reference I heard?
I don't know. I don't think
I think it was. It sounded like cowpote.
I'm going to have to put them in there, though.
All right. Yeah, see? I can help you out, man.
All right, that's all I wanted to do. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Aww.
I love him. He's so fun.
Aww. Yeah. What a sweet guy. Space poet. Bringing it right here on Disorderly Conduct.
Old Rooter.
Yes, I'm.
Yeah. No, that was our safe word.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's the safe word. But,
can we go to Oklahoma, maybe?
No. Oh, God, no. No. Okay, let me take a quick call here. 936, who is this?
This is the Nature Boy. How you doing tonight, Vince?
Woo!
It's good to hear from you. Whoa. Moxie, happy birthday to you. Best wishes to you, and I hope that your little rendezvous was well worth it, baby. Whoa.
Woo!
And also, to the one angry Jew, too. I was over there listening to Black Conservative Radio. Hey, he's got it in for you over there, too. What do you got to say about that?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Well, yeah, that sounds about right. Vincent May, what a great show. Hey, I also want to give a quick shout-out to my man, Space Poet. That was great. I can't believe you're as good as they say you are. You are money, my friend. You keep up the good work, Ric Flair. Love it. Whoa. I'm partying down here on the West Coast. I'm down here in your area, your neck of the woods, into the bay, down here in California. Whoa.
Oh, really?
What
part of California? What part of California?
I am in the Sacramento area, which happens to be my hometown, born and raised. It's Sacramento. Woo! 916. Shout out to the Garden Block Gangsters. That's right, Deuce Deuce from the hood. That's right, this is Ric Flair. I'm going old school. I'm going back to my roots.
All right, that's great to hear, Ric Flair. I appreciate you sharing that. And once again, happy birthday, Moxie. We'll be right back. 347-826-7667.
Thank you, very nice.
Kraft Homestyle Macaroni and Cheese.
cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince, back here with you. It's Disorderly Conduct, 347-826-7667. Again, the number. I'm back with Old Rooter.
I'm back.
Yeah, go ahead. What's that?
Oh, I was acknowledging you calling the safe word.
Oh yeah, no, I wasn't using the safe word. I was saying your name.
Oh. Okay, when you holler the safe word, I take the noose off my neck.
Yeah, Old Rooter really screwed things up.
It's kind of funny how the only person that got the safe word. Old Rooter, the actual person discrepancy. The only person that had a problem with that was Old Rooter himself.
I've been drinking.
All right. I like it. Hey, are you part of the LOC, Old Rooter? I recognize your laugh.
What was that again?
You're part of the LOC, aren't you?
What the hell is that?
Oh, playing stupid. Yeah, that's.
I wish I were
original.
I can't tell you. I've been known to play stupid a lot. I can't tell you what I tell everybody. I'm not a member of any type of organization or conglomerate or anything. I'm just me. Yeah. I come here and I talk to people that I like talking to, and that's all I do. I don't get caught up in all the interweb. Crap and clicks and all that stuff. I got better things to do in my life.
That's what I love about you, Rooter. You're above. You got better things to worry about.
Yeah, that was serious, Rooter. There. Now, after saying that, if whoever the LOC is, I got nothing against them. Let them have their fun, whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. C'est la vie.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a good old.
Well, let me give you some a little bit of instruction here. LOC stands for the Larry O'Donnell Crew, and Larry O'Dingleberry produces his own show here on Talk Radio called the Stage Right Show. And, maybe you've heard him before. You might recognize his voice been around Blog Talk Radio for a while.
Hello.
Hey, Larry. Old Rooter's on here. Are you familiar with Old Rooter? You know who he is, right?
I think that you could say he's a stalwart figure.
Yeah, see, Old Rooter, he's familiar with your work.
Uh-oh.
My name's Larry O'Connor. Oh, my God.
Any hoot.
What's his name again?
Larry O'Shaughnessy.
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Oh! Hey, Larry, what do you think about Moxie getting her snatch ate tonight for her birthday?
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
I think that's where Larry was supposed to say, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
So, Larry, we've got a really low turnout tonight. I mean, no offense to folks that are here. We know people that are hardcore. And I'm talking to you, Iconoclast TX, Intentionally X Insane, Jason X, Ken Moore, Moxie, Old Rooter, Patriot Greg, PD of LA, and Space Poet. Once again, Space Poet, big ups, great, amazing performance of that piece you wrote and included myself and a lot of Moxie and several other BTR stalwarts. And yeah, you got to work in Cowpoke, dude. Old Rooter, are you familiar with cowpoot?
Cowpoot?
Exactly. Oh, man, you missed out a lot, Old Rooter. I haven't heard from you in a while. In fact, you know what, Old Rooter? you might be a sign of something. Because, like I was saying earlier, I had you on my show right around the time that I got back into to doing BTR shows.
Yeah.
And then you did a couple of shows with me, and I kind of, you know, pretty long after that. And the juice shows up. Are you familiar with the Angry You?
Say, you're cutting out real bad. I didn't hear that.
Oh, man. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is this better? Okay. I'm downloading porn right now. I should probably shut that down.
You just stay away from the NAMBLA site, and you'll be okay.
All right.
It's a real bandwidth.
Okay. All right. The Jew is trying to prove to me that I wasted too much money at Guitar Center today. That's fine. I don't care. He just, you know, the frugal Jew strikes again. Anyways, so you're not familiar with the One Angry Jew, are you?
No.
Okay. You missed out. It's like I said, when I last talked to you, I think, last on my program, this is you were pre-Jew. Now you're here post-Jew. And the One Angry Jew sort of taken TR by storm the last month and a half, I guess. And he's terrorized all the late night shows from Debbie Daly to the British Conservative to the American Dad to the Skype Assholes. Are you familiar with Skype Assholes, by the way?
I've heard Debbie Holler about them, but...
Yeah, the Skype Assholes, once the Jew came on the scene, the Skype Assholes decided that they would create their account on BTR, started doing shows. So this whole troll wars, as I like to call it, ensued. And it was actually fun. I know it's a thing, old Reuter, but I kind of was having a lot of fun with it. And Debbie Daly got pulled into it. Everybody got pulled. Everybody is in the mix. It got ugly. It got really, really, really childish.
Yeah.
Is the word that comes to mind. And since it's kind of blown over, the One Angry Jew has been destroyed. He was exterminated, if you will. His account was exterminated. They gassed the Jew account, and then a couple days later, they destroyed the Skype Assholes account. And so now it's kind of like the dust is settling here, and people are trying to like feel things. There's still a lot of people going around. Debbie, I don't know if you caught our show tonight. Oh, yeah, that's right. You didn't see your chat because she didn't open her chat. The one night she didn't open her chat, she decides to do the show, slapping back at all the people that have trolled her shows and talk smack about her on their shows. The One Angry Jew would like dedicate entire shows to like how Debbie Daly is evil, and you know how Corey from the British Conservative is it needs to come out of the closet. It's just a major shit starter.
Well, that, you know, that's
a provocateur, if you will.
Yeah, if you're a good troller, which apparently it sounds like he was, you know. It gets people all aggravated at him, and that's all they're doing. You know, I can appreciate somebody that takes pride in their craft and goes about it and just, you know, just full out just does it and doesn't care about the consequences, just as long as they're having fun doing it and aggravating other people.
I think you summed up the Jew fantastically. I couldn't have put it better myself. That's exactly what he embodies. And you just missed him. He went here right before you came on. And I think that's interesting. Most people would say, wait a second, Reuter.
Yes.
We're at the same spot as you. But no, I don't think that at all. I'm not like you idiots in the chat room sometimes. People last night, seriously, the Jew was in my chat room last night, and he's got like two or three accounts on here, troll accounts on here, and but on top of that, he colludes with other trollers, and it seems like there's like five times as many of him as there are.
you know.
Hey, Vince, can I say something?
Yeah.
Desert! Okay, I got that out of me. I saw Desert ropes in there.
Yeah. Oh, we do have we're going into our second hour here, and if you're just joining us, I've got Ole Reuter on with me. Moxie's here, also.
Moxie. Hey, is Moxie's snatch still quivering?
It wasn't that good.
Oh, well, that sucks.
No, I didn't get my birthday wish. I had someone specific in mind, but it didn't happen. So I had to, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't call me. I'd have done it.
You know, Ole Reuter, I haven't seen you in so long. It's, you know, you weren't really on my mind. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but it's nothing personal.
That's okay. I'll just go suck me a dick then. I'll be all right.
Yeah, go suck a dick. Why not? I mean, what's the big deal?
Yeah, but, you know, what the heck?
You know who wasn't called Vin?
No. Who, Moxie?
Masturbator.
The who?
The masturbator.
He called in last night.
Well, I know, but I was just hoping to hear from him again. I really enjoyed... I don't know. Do you have that sound bite? No, you probably don't.
I do have it, but I haven't... I don't have it uploaded. I can upload it. I can upload it before the end of the show.
Because I think Ole Reuter might like that.
Ole Reuter, yeah, you'll probably appreciate this. I'll upload it as fast as I can, which in BTR time means maybe before the live broadcast.
Oh, God. Yeah, I went to do my show, and, you know, I got all them emails from BTR telling me, oh, you're only going to get a half hour a night if you don't pay this money here. And if you don't pay the money, you're only going to allow to have 3 files on there in your file library or whatever the fuck that thing's called. So I was like, cool. So I'm thinking, okay, at least my theme song's going to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes till my show starts, I look, I got no files, nothing. So I got to try to upload this thing, but yeah, I got my computer set up where I don't have to depend on Blog Talk Radio playing songs for me or files, because I can just flip them on and you guys will hear them like,
yeah,
you know, like it's just live and blog talky. And now my friggin' mouse quit working. What the hell? I think my battery's conking out in there. Well, dadgummit. But anyway, I had to upload that thing. It took like forever.
Yeah.
So I had to have a backup ready to go, but then I looked and it all of a sudden popped up. I'm like, okay, cool. I can dig it. But yeah, how's that go? Cool story, bro. Is that what that was? Let me take a drink. Hold on a second.
I do it, Bobby. Bobby, I mean, Ole Reuter. You know, we had Jimmy Bob on here, Bobby Bob, whatever his name is. People want to call you. Want to call you Jimmy Bob or what was he? Jimmy Bobby?
Jim Bob.
Jim Bob. Yeah. Sorry, Reuter. It's Ole Reuter. Who else could it be? All right.
You know,
I hope you're enjoying this. This is a rare. Ole Reuter has, like I said, Ole Reuter for me predates Jew. So for all the people that have listened to me and known the Jew to be on this program, you want to talk about Jewry Radio? Those were the good old days when Ole Reuter used to call in. And who knows? Maybe this is a sign of things to come. Maybe this is the changing of the guard. I mean, we're flawless free now. We're flawless free now and Jew free now. Well, we weren't Jew free this show, but this hour we are.
Kike free? Is that how that goes?
Yeah, sure.
What's that?
Hey, actually, Ole Reuter, do me a little sound. What do they call it? Teasers, sound clips.
Yeah.
Do like say, hey, this is Ole Reuter. And I'm listening to Vince in the Bay, and tonight he's broadcasting 100% kike-free. Or Jew-free. No, say Jew-free. Jew-free.
Oh, no, Jew-free.
A lot of people won't get kike. If you just say 100% Jew-free, that'll...
You know, I'm 85 years old. I know what kike is. That's where you like writing.
Yeah, but these flawless kids probably have no clue. They're going to have to Google it
And that's probably
they don't. If y'all don't know what kike is, get the fuck off my lawn. Oh, I'm digging. Let's see if I can remember. That was a big old long thing to do. Okay.
Oh, Reuter.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any more EVPs?
I never had any to begin with.
Oh, come on now. I heard you on Debbie's show, and you were going through EVPs with her.
She might have been playing them. I don't record that kind of crap. I could make an EVP real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here, hold on. Here we go.
Would somebody please come knock me down and fuck the shit out of me?
Vince in the bye.
Did you hear
Debbie?
That?
Oh, my God.
Debbie?
Vince.
Debbie, yeah, it's me. Vince.
I'm here with Oro.
I know. Oro Shank, he's your friend.
Oro!
I love you, Debbie.
Well, I'm in love with Jake. And Vic.
I don't care. You can still love him.
I'll tie Vincent Bay to my four-poster bed.
Oh, Debbie.
Debbie, anything for you.
Debbie? She's not.
Where'd she go? Back on. She go. Are we on the network now?
No, I hope so.
I'd do her.
Hey, who wouldn't? Well, maybe Iconoclast TX wouldn't, but other than that, in fact, I think Iconoclast probably even. Icono, you're in the same city as her. You go to lunch with her sometime and figure out. That would be.
I'm going to be back in Dallas. I should invite her to
BTR
lunch.
Kernel.
No, I look.
I got a tinkle.
Okay. See, I just wear Depends during the shows.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We're actually looking to get sponsorship from Depends.
Great.
All of our staff use Depends during the show. Actually, when the show's over, they keep them on. We use them all the time, all day long. Any hoot? Thanks for joining us here, folks. Desert Rose, so nice to have you here, honey. Also, Iconoclast TX, Jason X, Kenmore, Moxie, Olruder, Patriot Greg, PD of LA, Space Poet, and Tracy Gilmore. Patriot Greg, call in, compadre.
Oh, he has such an awesome voice. It makes me
He's
moist.
Great. Patriot Greg. Comrade Greg, call it the show. I know how to speak Russian. No, that did.
I thought he was Romanian.
I speak Romanian too.
Well, that's good.
I was actually speaking Romanian there with a Russian accent.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, Roder.
You ever like? Pissed in the toilet so much that it just flushed itself.
No,
I have.
But I think Moxie has. I was just going to say, I think Moxie
has. Yeah. No, I definitely have.
Moxie probably did that after her birthday dance.
Yes.
God.
What the hell did you leave in there, boy? Hold on a second.
Excuse you.
Who's this thing
all right. All right, let's take a call. Let's go to. Oh, geez. Nature Boy. No, hang on, Nature Boy.
Nature Boy, I am here. Whoa, I'm still alive and I'm still breathing. Hey, I want to talk for a second to Old Reuter. Old Reuter, are you there?
How about you, Nature Boy? Woo,
how are you doing there? Oh, that's right. The 16-time limousine ride, jet flying, Don Perignon drinking, son of a gun. Because I am the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. And guess what time it is, ladies and gentlemen? It's time for Vincent the Bay to make for his show. I promised you in 24 hours I would do it, and I am here tonight to make good on my plans.
Hey, Reuter.
Yes, sir.
I apologize. This guy calls in all the time. I feel really bad. He only trolls my show, which is weird.
Well, that did sound like trolling too much. Did I not hear something?
Well, I mean, okay, I use the term troll loosely, I guess.
Oh, well, I understand.
I get this idiot who calls into my show, and he calls himself the Nature Boy, and
what,
stays on the line every single night, waiting
what,
to pop in. What?
I was going to ask him how Arn Anderson was doing. And if all you young fuckers don't know who Arn Anderson is, get the fuck off my lawn.
He's talking about Double A Arn Anderson. Did you say Double A?
Woo!
My good friend Double A of the Four Horsemen. Arn Anderson is doing great.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's doing great. He's doing the best he can. He's down there in Connecticut right now. He's working as a road agent for Vince. Down there in the good old WWE. He's over there, you know, he's kind of paralyzed. He's got the head problem going on. But he's
doing
fine and well.
Anderson.
Arn Anderson, the enforcer.
He's going bald, and he didn't try to shave his head to hide something. He just got the bald man haircut and asked anybody to try to whip his ass.
Yeah.
And
that's
they,
good
hello?
Old Double A for you. The Four Horsemen. Whoa. We're riding again. Me, Double A, Mongo, Steve Mongo McMichael. We've got Dean Malenko. We've got J.J. Dillon. We've got Tully Blanchard. Terry Funk. We've got them all.
Blanchard,
Whoa.
That's the other one.
You want to talk to Terry Funk? He's here right now. Terry, come here. Terry, you talk to Vince LeVay. Go ahead. Hello, this is Terry Funk. Out here at the Double Cross Ranch. Out here in Amarillo, Texas. I want to talk to Sabu. Sabu, I want to tell you, Sabu, it's not all about wrestling outside of the ring and all over the building. It's all about putting 100% in that ring. You see, Sabu isn't just hardcore. Sabu wants to go super hardcore with terrible tables, barbed wires, ladders, glass and blood, and a man of barbed wire. You bring it all
oh
to the ring.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
I want Sabu. Give us all that.
I really don't give a fuck who you want because you're not getting it here, dude. That's it. seriously.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna take another drink, by God.
Enough of the theater talk.
I agree, Larry. You said Larry. Hey, old Reuter, I know you're an old man, but you might recall there's this little rock and roll outfit called Primus.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I named
those guys?
One of their songs.
Oh, what'd you name them?
Mud.
That's perfect. Check this out, bro. We'll be right back. This is Nature Boy's favorite song, by the way. We'll be right back.
los hago brillar. Bueno, casi siempre. Menos hoy mis pies se arrastran por ese amigo mío. Ese pie es alto y muy grosero. Tengo que enterrarlo antes que empiece a oler. Me llamo Mud.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. Vince of the Bay back here with you. Moxie, are you there?
I am. I was self-muted.
We lost Reuter. I think that song might have made old Reuter's head explode.
Yeah, it kind of made my ears bleed a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Agree with Nature Boy.
Yeah, you guys have common ground. See, you guys probably have more in common than you have differences, I bet.
Right, and he sounds like a single guy.
Just like you and I, just like the relationship you have with Iconoclast TX, you guys, you label him as a liberal, but we all know he's so much more than that. And you're finding that out in real time. you realize that you have more in common than you don't.
Yeah, and also, you know, I think I'm really attracted to a certain aspect of iconoclast, which is that he's black from the waist down. So
right.
If he ever changes teams, I'm on the short list. I think I'm number 4.
All right. I got some callers here. I think this is the LOC. I know they want to come on real bad.
I'm really attracted to a certain aspect of iconoclast, which is that he's
there
black
are
from
Jews
the
in the world.
So,
there are
he ever changes teams, I'm on the short list.
And what the fuck is that? What are they doing?
I think I'm number 4.
What are they doing? I got some callers.
I've never been one of them.
Fans.
I'm really attracted
I'm
to
a, Roman
a certain
Catholic.
Aspect of iconoclast.
Vince in the bag.
Debbie.
I'm here with Oro and Jay.
We're getting hacked. The upload D, kid.
Jay, can you hear Vince in the bag?
I've never been one of them.
Okay, somebody's got to do this. Somebody's got to get this now.
I'm here with Oro.
Let's go.
I'm a troll and a liar.
I am also a troll and a liar.
I'm a troll.
There's nothing I can do, folks. My switch is down. My switchboard's down. I repeat, my switchboard is down.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Oh my God. I think we have control. We've assumed control, ladies and gentlemen. We've assumed control. Is everybody here? Moxie, are you still here?
Present.
Okay. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. I'm so sorry, folks. That's what happens when you put a Facebook group on. They're for real, okay? And push was down. It was gone. I got that thing for like 2 minutes. Couldn't do anything.
Whatever the safe word is now, I need to say it.
Yeah, right when order left, things went haywire.
No, he screwed up our safe word because when we decided that was our safe word, he wasn't on the line.
Yeah. Okie dokie then.
Who do you want to call in? We should make that our safe word, and then for certain they'll call in.
Patriot Greg.
All right, that's our new safe word, Patriot Greg.
I never say that.
Well, that's why it would be a safe word.
That's what I'm saying. not a whole lot going on. You said it, pal. Old Reuters gone, PD of LA. You'll have to read that in archives. I'm pretty satisfied with that. He didn't get to do my Jew promo thing, though. I was kind of disappointed about that, but that's fine. It was nice to hear from him. Old Reuter, check him out. He did a show earlier today. That's weird. The BTR stalwarts are coming out of the woodwork. You know what it is? People are doing what I've been doing the whole time, is partying like it's 1999 because there's only, 2 weeks left, BTR show. People are like, well, I can't do 2 hour BTR shows and 10 days?
Patriot Greg.
Days? What's wrong?
No, that's our safe word.
I know. Is there something wrong?
Cutting in and out. Yeah.
All right, don't scare me like that.
Put the porn down and take 2 steps back.
Take
All right, kids. We need some help here, obviously. Call in. Report that 826-7667. The LOC is waiting in the wings. Now that I have control of the switchboard, I don't know if it's a good idea to mute them or not, but I'm going to play it safe here. But outside of that, I'm excited to hear from you folks. We've got another 24 minutes to go. We've already had a hell of a show. If you just joined us earlier, we had the Jew, and we just finished up with Ole Reuter there. First hour was the Jew. Now we just wrapped it up with the Reuter. I played some the Spanish version of My Name is Mud, entitled Me Llamo Mud. And it's a track you can purchase on iTunes. It's not under Primus, though. I think if you search Primus, you'll find it. But if you just search Me Llamo Mud, because it's not under Artist Primus. The artist is like Larry and Les and Jay. But I guess it's some contractual thing. They can't put the name Primus. They have to get the royalties to Interscope or some shit. Sure. They recorded that in South America to help promote their South American tour. They wrapped up at the end of 2010. And they're in Australia now. And I'm actually excited. I missed them. I walked outside of their show they did in Oakland. I was in Oakland on New Year's Eve. And I walked by their show, which was happening right two blocks from where I was hanging out on New Year's Eve. And it smelled really, really nice outside of the Primus show, by the way. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I found more evidence that there is another generation of homeless hippie kids alive and well and fostering themselves on the road in between fish shows and apparently Primus concerts. But they did a show with the Resonance, who never do shows. I don't know if anybody knows who the Residents are, but Google is your friend. In fact, let's play some Residents right now, shall we? I'm going to take a break. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. All right, so welcome back to the program. It's Vince of the Bay. I'm here with Space Poet, who is a genius. Good game, young sir. Space Poet delivering, showing skills on the phone, on the air, and also in the chat. He's a wordsmith in many senses of the word, and true BTR insiders, people who are on inside of BTR. You know who you are. You know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, then that's too bad. We have a caller here I want to go to. The area code is 541. You're live up in the air.
Yes, this is Sylvia Smooth. I was wondering, could I read some poetry?
Oh, my goodness, sister. Please do. I've been waiting for you all night.
Oh, my God. I have been dying to read some poetry, okay?
For me, right?
I want to kiss your smooth lips.
Well, before you do that, you should read some poetry.
I read poetry.
All right, go ahead.
I want to kiss your smooth lips, slowly, gently. We have all night, so why rush? You give me a rush up my spine the way you're touching me, so softly teasing me as you move your hands up and down my inner thighs. We're both wet and barely dressed. We're both wet and wrestling for the top. Enjoying you, savoring you, kissing on you as I worship you. Rubbing your clit through your panties as I unhook that bra, working each nipple with my tongue, then devouring you with my mouth. Yeah, my dirty mouth. I want you to beg for it. Tell me all the dirty things you want to do. Your panties are turned, so I spread your legs as I pull them off. Kissing and nibbling on your inner thighs. You moan as I tease you. I said, beg for it. I look up deviously as I begin to finger fuck you, working in and out, rubbing your clit insanely. You're moaning, dripping, screaming for it. So I put my mouth on your clit, hungrily anticipating every drop, working my tongue in small circles on your clit as you begin to erupt in my mouth. You say, don't stop, as I begin to tongue fuck that pussy faster, deeper, grabbing your ass, come for me, baby. You're screaming obscenities, toes curled as every last drop hits my tongue, soaking you up. Damn, you taste so fucking good.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that was great. What did you think?
Well, first of all, I'm surprised. I mean, I didn't know you had a clit. I thought you were allergic to cats and you have a pussy.
Oh, that was to me.
I thought it was about you. That's what she said.
Well, she said she had a poem for me, as in for my show.
Oh, I thought she meant she wrote it for you.
No. God.
Oh. All right, my bad. Sorry.
Well, you know, there might have been some subtext. There might have been some subtext that she weaved into it a little bit, but. Almost detectable, except I detected it. And I do not detect another caller, but I do detect we're getting dangerously close to traffic on the 8, so we're just going to do it a little bit early. Ken, what's going on out there on the roadways?
Not much. I had to pull over smoking a cigarette now after listening to that. It was good for me. Was it you?
Yeah, it was not me, but it was
amazing for me. I came like three times during that.
Whew. Talk about my shirt and all kept at night with my panties.
Yeah, preaching to the choir. 347-826-7667 is the number. We got about 12 more minutes to go here. And if you guys have any poetry, any readings, any thoughts, any anecdotes, feel free to call in. And Jason X says traffic on the 7 and the, yeah. Exactly. We do an impromptu traffic on the 7 and a half tonight. So, Ken, what's going on with you, man? We have the report. You actually have me in on the saga that's late night Blog Talk Radio entertainment. What is the juicy gossip now? I've missed out on, like, the last 2 days of everything except for myself.
I caught that LST has now begun trolling Benjamin Solomon show. I heard Ethel Merman played on his show twice tonight.
Oh my God.
I was shocked.
Could it be?
And they come from a 111 caller, so
of course
that's their MO.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're picking on the ultra-conservative Benjamin Solomon is beyond me. He's ranks up there. He's got I think he's better than the black conservative as far as his political stance.
Interesting. Well, I tend to think the black conservative is a joke. And I think he's a bad Saturday Night Live. No, he's a bad Dave Chappelle sketch. Throwaway Dave Chappelle sketch that just keeps going and going and strung out like a Saturday Night Live sketch. You know, Moxie, you know what I'm getting at? Maybe you can articulate it better.
Why? Because I'm black.
Yeah, and you're conservative.
Yes. That's true. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't paying attention for a second. So I have no idea what you're asking me. I just heard Chappelle, and I assumed that you're coming to me because I'm a black woman.
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
Agreed, Larry.
That Lair, what a guy.
Not a whole lot going on.
You said it, brother. Oh, we tried to have fun with it. 9 minutes to go here. If you want to join the merriment here on the air, we've got 9 more minutes for you to do that. We've had a nice round of guests tonight. It's been fantabulous. Inco the Bear, welcome to the chat room. Did Shellwig just show up? Has he been here the whole time? Do we know? Moxie, do you know? Oh, Moxie's gone. Am I here? Do you get it? Am I here?
It's, what's the safe word?
Ritter?
No, it's Patriot Greg. They're cutting in and out. I don't know, or it could just be me. I don't know.
I think there's something funky going on. I'm going to take a quick break and come back on my phone and finish up the show.
Do you have Melinda's request?
No, what is it?
Oh. I put it in the chat.
What? Okay, what is it? Just tell me.
The Divinal.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, well, how about this? I'll try to fix my audio. You guys hang out, and I'll give you something to do. Why don't you all just play with yourselves? I'll be right back.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince in the Bay here with you. And getting some feedback there. A little feedback party going on. Just turn that little puppy down there. Oh, anywho, yeah, having some Skype connectivity issues. I think it's having some bandwidth issues, quite frankly. It's not. I'm not on Wi-Fi. I'm actually hard-lined in, but yeah. Still having some issues with bandwidth. That kind of sucks. Yeah, big ups to everybody who rolled through tonight. It was a hoot, I tell ya. We had the Jew, Moxie, Ken, Old Rooter. The LOC even came in and disrupted things for a little bit there. And we're gonna close things out here, but before we do, Moxie, what's going on with the Institute?
We will be opening the doors for all students tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. Good time. And you're co-hosting.
Okay, it sounds like you're breaking up now, too, to me. Ken, does that sound like she's breaking up?
It was a Patriot Greg moment.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is all LOC. I think everything should be operating normally, but I think they're doing some sort of interference, running some sort of interference. They're fucking with this. Well, good thing the show is almost over.
Ooh, did you see what Pinko wrote in the chat?
What?
I think he's on to something. He says, you know, somebody was commenting on all the guests.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people have noticed an increase in the number of guests. And Pinko the Bear has a theory that BTR wants to pump our show numbers up just before we have to start paying.
Oh, so yeah. So what he's saying is, like, right now I have, like, 30 guests listening that, like, after February 1st, there won't be 30 guests. There'll be, like, 3.
Or none.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're onto something.
I think Pinko.
Well, hey,
is
at least
spot on.
At least it makes me feel good. It's nice to see those numbers, but numbers aren't everything. That's it for me and Moxie and Ken. I thank you all. Appreciate the love. Once again, Old Rooter and One Angry Jew. Thank you for joining me. Check me out, everybody. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I bid you a good night. Thank you.
guns in their hands. Too many puppies in Florida.
Too many puppies with guns in their hands. I see lots of hands. I see the LOC with a hand.
LOC, what up? LOC? Okay, LOC, stay right there. Ken Moore.
Red lights are around the table. Three dimes are at table. We do routines and order scenes and put work in back cable. We dine well here in Gamma. We eat ham and jam and stuff.
Holy fucking shit, dude. That is fucking hardcore, man. They don't fuck around.
That's my favorite song, too.
That's interesting. There, the plot thickens. Ken's favorite song just happened.
Monty Python.
Wow. Which Monty Python was that? I didn't recognize it.
Search for the Holy Grail.
No, that was that?
Yes.
What part was that from?
When they're in the castle, all those guys dancing.
Oh, I didn't let it. Oh, man. I guess I wasn't focusing enough. Let's hear that again. Go ahead, LSC.
I have to push the
trump. Red lights are around the table. Three dots are at table. We have routines to call the scenes to put work in bed cable.
Lights are the round table. Yeah, got
it. We have a jam and spam off. Red lights are around the table. Our shows are more than a table. So many times we give them rights that are quite unthinkable. Well, I shall manage your peace and come to die of hell. No, we're not unable. Quite in the party cable.
I have to push the Pramalot.
Pramalot.
On second thoughts, let's not go to Pramalot. It is a silly place.
Excellent. I love it. I love it. Thanks, LSC. That was great. So Ken.
Yes, sir.
Wow. What did you think of that show? What was really happening during that show? As always, I'm more preoccupied with just talking and listening. I don't pay attention to what's going on in the chat. And you're a little more in tune with what's going on in the chat as well as what's going on the air. What were you sensing out there tonight?
What I got was people were enjoying. I know Space Poets must be a big fan of Red Eye.
Yeah, I love that fact that he knows Red Eye and likes Red Eye and is in tune with Red Eye. He's great. He's awesome.
Yeah. I know he tore that poem up. I was kind of disappointed with it, but that's okay.
It's better than I could do.
I didn't get no love in it. You got love. Moxie got love. I didn't get no love.
Well, he missed a lot of people. He missed Cowpote. I mean, come on. Cowpote should be there before me. All right.
And you
got
to...
What? Go ahead.
You need to figure out what was causing breaking up. The fourth thing was getting hard to keep up with.
I think I'm having a bandwidth problem.
I think I have that problem, too, and that's why my Skype cuts out.
Yeah.
So
I'm having a bandwidth issue, and I tried to get around that tonight by hard wiring in, but I am sharing the overall connection with somebody else or other people, so
they just don't know it.
Yeah, exactly. or actually, I'm actually the person that knows it, but doesn't know how to change the password. It's not mine, though.
So if you could change the password, you could lock everybody else out.
Yeah. Yep. What's that?
I did notice that the Skype assholes happen to be one of the listeners during the show.
To my show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. And you know what's funny is I think if you click on their thing, you won't. You'll be taken to a missing page. The Jew has done that too. The Jew has shown up as a listener as well, except you click on the link and it goes to nowhere. It just doesn't exist. So somehow they have some sort of tagging going on with maybe his IP address or something. I don't know. But somehow when he listens, it's or the Skype assholes listen, it shows up that they're a listener. It identifies them.
Mm-hmm.
I find it interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. I just find it interesting they were tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
They might be trying to figure out why the LOC is getting more airtime than what they are.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about this. I really hope it's just a bandwidth issue. I hope it's not some sort of weird, funky connectivity problem between this, because this device I have is USB powered. So, I don't know.
The headset sounds great. Your audio sounds great as far as when I'm talking, just, you know, when it's there, when it's not breaking up. It's, to me, it sounds like you're, like you said, you were downloading porn and was running out of bandwidth.
Yeah, I closed everything out, too. I don't think I have, what do I have open? I have Skype open. Close that. I have Skype and Firefox open, and that's it. And within Firefox, I have my chat and my switchboard open, and that's it. And I know there's other people using the connection at the same time I am. So
they could be watching Netflix or something like that too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. They're probably watching videos. Yeah, they're probably watching YouTube, YouPorn, and also our good friends of our show and sponsors, Triple X Bunker. TripleXBunker.com. That's right, TripleXBunker.com. That's where I go for all my pornographic needs. And you should too. Check it out. It doesn't matter what you're into. I've seen guys fucking guys on there. Not for an extended period of time, but I've seen the thumbnails. It's disturbing. But what's interesting about these sites, though, and YouPorn does it too, and all these Mflix and all these other sites, they contour to your viewing habits. Like they, you know, I watch a lot of MILF porn. I also watch a lot of cougar, anything MILF, cougar, solo. I like a lot of solo women action. I like seeing women masturbate or girl and girl stuff. I like big tits. And,
have you ever noticed, though, in watching porn, no matter if it's solo, girl on girl, guy on girl, that there's always one camber angle that I call the underball cam.
Yeah, not a big fan.
And no matter what you're into, it's in there.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
The balls might be missing, but it's there.
Yeah.
That's my porn observation of the evening.
All right, let's check in one more time here with the LOC, see if they have anything new for us. LOC, what's going on? LOC, you are unmuted. Go ahead. Three, LOC, going once. LOC, you're unmuted. Fuck. Okie dokie, we're back. Vince in the Bay here. Thanks. I thought you were going to play some show tunes or something, but, I mean, no offense. That was a great song.
Yeah, it sounds like they're branching out into different forms of music.
Yeah, they're kind of losing their edge. I don't know if I like it. I mean, if it gets to the point where I have to spam myself with show tunes, then you've got a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. We have a real problem when I have to provide my own show tunes to spam to troll myself with. It's a sad, sad day to do in-house trolling. It's terrible.
Well,
what do you think?
Well,
oh, my God.
Anyways, what are you going to say, Ken?
You and Moxie's been accused of starting the LOC anyway, so I mean... People think that anyway. I think that's ridiculous.
Well, she works for them. She works with them. I don't think she's really one of. She's kind of a lone wolf. She kind of is a quadruple agent, troll agent, if you will. She's kind of all over the place. So I think she's entangled with a lot of troll crew in different capacities, and a lot probably going on under the behind the scenes that we have no clue. I mean, I love Moxie to death. And I attempt to make sweet love to her on the airwaves every night. But she's a troll and a liar, just like a Jew. So you can't trust her, all right? She's a nice troll. Like the Wizard of Oz, you have the Wicked Witch and the Nice Witch. Moxie's like a nice witch, you know? That's why I like her on the show.
She's entertaining with a dry sense of humor.
As are you, my friend. That's right, Ken Francis. I'm sorry, did I give something away there?
It's Ken Francis Moore.
Right. Francis. Lord Ken, you are right, sir. You are one silly bastard, Mr. Ken Francis Moore. And I appreciate you giving me the traffic updates. That's huge. So huge.
Somebody's drive time home.
Yeah. You have to have some sort of background in voiceover or radio. You must have at least tinkered it at some point.
I've wanted to do voiceover, been told I could do voiceover, just haven't done it. Yeah. My only experience is in working as a freelance in television production. And that was basically, I was a key grip, so nothing exciting.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Did the RF microwave in the pits. So, that damn backpack.
All right.
Nothing exciting.
Yeah, I hear that. No, I've done a lot of production work. I miss working on big shows and stuff, though, in retrospect. I mean, when you're in it, it kind of gets draining, and if you're really working a lot, you get burnt out real easy. And I got burnt out several times. And I had to go back to just, like, I for a while there, I was, like, alternating between working in a rental house and freelancing, and then kind of doing both at the same time, and then, then finally just went straight freelance. And I would say for a good 5 to 8 year period, I did sort of volley back and forth between working like a steady 9 to 5 and freelancing and intertangling the two. But it's really dried up a lot over the last couple of years, which has been tough. I've had to take on stuff that I normally probably wouldn't be doing.
You remember the production company that Tony Holman owns? They do the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And during the month of May, a cameraman can make $30,000 for working that month at the track.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. If you get into, like, I've worked for pretty big outfits. I mean, I've worked for a lot of different cable shows. I've worked on episodics. I've worked on reality, all kinds of stuff. The last thing I worked on was Last Comic Standing.
Mm-hmm.
They did an episode in San Francisco, so I worked for NBC Universal. I got a really nice, solid day rate plus OT, everything. It was, I made a good chunk of change for like a 15-hour day, and just pretty much just spent the whole day following around comics. It was hilarious. It was entertaining. All I had to do was record comics, audition for Last Comic Standing. It was awesome. I think it was the last episode I had where the small little blonde chick won. I actually worked on, she actually got into the show through the San Francisco show. And I was on the crew because I was one of the ENG sound guys all the contestants, which it's all totally rigged. Like they make it look like it's like American Idol where they're out there, people are coming up, you know, camping out overnight and come up off the street and audition and they make it. But no, that goes on and they have those people come in for like 30 seconds and try to do something. But ultimately that night they bring in their ringers. They have comics who are all, you know, in their own right, basically struggling and just as desperate as the people who are waiting on the street. But the advantage they have is they have experience. They've actually done club shows and worked the comic circuit and they're just, you know, struggling comics. And it's sort of like the Super Bowl for struggling comics, or the Sweet 16 for struggling comics. And writers, a lot of these people were actors, writers. A lot of them I've seen since show up on like Comedy Central a lot of shows on Comedy Central. There was this one couple that was hilarious. They were a duo. They were doomed to fail at Last Comic Standing. I don't even know if they got on the show. But they tried to do it as a duo. Comedy as a duo. There was also a team of three of brothers. It was three brothers. They were a team, and none of them. I don't think any of them made it to the main event in Vegas or whatever. But they were all characters in their own right. They're all fucking hilarious. Like this whole we're doing of like a just sort of a upper crust sort of the guy with the you're just too good for everybody, but they kind of got the lay laugh and attitude going on, and they just kind of like they I don't know they were just an odd little couple. They were great. It was like a nice little character team, little duo that they had, little shtick they had going on, And I was following them around all day and just peeing my pants laughing. And I got paid for that. It was awesome. It was great. The host was Bill Bellamy. That was the big Bill Bellamy and I don't even remember who the judges were. I think one of the judges was the dude from Third Rock from the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? French Stewart, I want to say, is his name. Does that sound right?
I didn't watch the show, so I
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. It was just like a B-list or C-list TV actor or whatever. But, yeah, that show is totally rigged. They bring in ringers. They brought down people. Like, it was in San Francisco. The people that were in the finals, like, some of them were legitimately from San Francisco and the Bay Area. But some of them were brought in from, like, Seattle, like, a lot from L.A. A lot of them struggling actors / comics / writers in LA who just came up just to do the show. Yeah.
Well, and there's what I always found humorous was the people who were like B level performers were always prima donnas. They thought their shit didn't stink.
Right.
I've worked with Biddy Parsons, and I was honored to work. He was probably the most genuine person I ever worked with, which he was did ESPN NASCAR for a long time and did, I think it was TNT's race analysis, too. Got to meet Kyle Petty and Petty's just a cut up. Kyle is. And Earnhardt was a cut up too.
Oh, dude. Speaking of cut up, I used to work at this rental house in New York City, and we used to run out to reality shows all the time. That was like big business for them, actually. It was doing Wife Swap. What's that? There's some fat show that's at the college in New York City. I forgot. Project Runaway. And also on A&E, they had this reality show on Evel Knievel's son,
yeah.
Robbie Knievel. And, like, the sound guy from Robbie Knievel was seriously, every time they would go out on a shoot, he would have to come send us, like, broken transmitters, broken microphones, because they wire all those guys up with the wireless mics, all of them. And those things, even the Electrosonics, the really high end ones, are pretty durable. But still, the cabling for the lavaliers and stuff, that's just plastic, and they're flimsy, and like Robbie Knievel goes through one of those things, like one of those little lavalier microphones, like a day of shooting, you're going through one or two of those things. And those things are expensive. It was like $300, and that dude he would like have to play. But Robbie Knievel is a smart guy. He knew, because they're filming all the time, and he's always wired. He's mic'd. When the mic isn't broken, it's always on, and they're recording. But he was a smart guy. He figured out, he knows that, like, if he just turns off his transmitter, that they won't record him. And it was getting to the point where, like, he was turning off his transmitter all the time. Like, and they were missing a lot of juicy stuff, and they were getting pissed. And so the sound guy we sent him transmitters that couldn't be disabled,
mm-hmm.
and just so that they could record him, and he still would like he didn't find a way to turn him off, but he still like broke one, and it was just unforreal, dude. That guy is nuts, dude, But he's apparently like a fucking really cool guy. He's really fun to hang out with. He's kind of a prima donna in a way, but he's also like supposed to be really fucking cool.
Yeah, I remember that show. It was on for like a season, and that was about it.
Yeah, God. We also did Growing Up Gotti. That was one of our clients. We did a lot of work with MTV.
Mm-hmm.
Project Runway. We did all the audio for that, and like we got like the recorder back because all the audio was done, you know, on multi-track hard disk recordings. And so when they returned the multi-track recorder to the rental house, like the recordings are still on the hard drive and everything. And so we would listen back to the recordings, and we figured out who won the finale before it even aired, before it was even edited.
Well, what I always, and you guys probably kept it too, is there was a roll that wasn't released that was for the production truck. Every production truck's got a, at least with, you know, in sports, they got a production
like a
thing
backup,
just
for backup. Yeah.
But it's not backup. It's just for the people working in production to watch because they can never air it on TV whatsoever. It's got the girls in the crowd and showing themselves and a lot of stuff that could never be on TV on it.
Well, those people see that all the time. The producers see that all the time. The directors,
yeah.
The people that are calling the shots, like, you know, you've seen a football game. There's got to be like 30 cameras shooting at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's somebody in a truck who's like, you know, going back and forth between all those. And sure, before they cut to the guy holding his kid on his lap, waving at the camera, a couple seconds before that, the camera was panned in the crowd and caught some chick flashing her tits at the camera.
Yep.
You know, the producers just sit there and watch it all. And they fucking, they must record it, probably do their own in-house blooper reel, which is probably fucking awesome. Probably more entertaining than the actual event that they covered.
Every truck I worked out of always had truck reel. You know, basically it was just for that truck. And it would get interesting. But when I went into law enforcement, there's a security camera that one of the police departments used to keep. It was right downtown, but it was a place where after the bars closed, people liked to go and fornicate. And nobody knew that there was a camera there. So there is a police department that's got that footage.
Nice. All right, Ken. Thanks for hanging out with me in the overtime. I think I want to wrap it up here. I appreciate you coming and helping us out with traffic and everything.
No problem. You need to check out what I sent you on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely see that. I didn't have a chance before I got on, but I'll listen to that when we go off the air.
It gets pretty funny, and his Indian friend calls in. I know that much, so.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's all I need to know.
And then there was a right-wing extremist called in, an old-sounding man, and then LSU.
And that never happens.
It was great. He had the Black Panthers on there calling in. It was great. I think I got the right timestamp where to start listening to it at, so.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out for sure.
All right.
Yeah, thanks.
All right,
Ken.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. All right, Ken. Thanks a lot, man. That's the world-famous Kamor right here on Disorderly Conduct. Vincent the Bay, your host. Check me out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And tell your friends about it. And don't keep it a secret. Don't worry, it's not a crime, is it? Or is it?
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. И опять запрещенное, совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголю. Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо!
Easy for you to say.
truck
in the old time, in the old time, in the old time, it was not a, not a crime.
Crime. Your time.